This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Adam Entis described the challenge of untangling Ukraine's knotty political narrative, remote and opaque to most Americans, and thus fertile ground for myth and misinformation. Consider the series of stories by conservative columnist John Solomon in The Hill last March, when, in a time-honored tradition of using American outlets to launder foreign propaganda, he quotes senior officials in Ukraine making accusations against a well-regarded anti-corruption activist and investigative journalist. From such spores grow mighty mold colonies. Rudy Giuliani is such a colony unto himself, propagating accusations on Fox News. Here he is in May.
It's all part of one large conspiracy that has about two or three parts to it.
Okay.
So I've decided, Sharon, I'm not going to go to the Ukraine.
You're not going to go?
I'm not going to go because I think I'm walking into a group of people that are enemies of the president, in some cases enemies of the United States, and in one case, an already convicted person who has been found to be involved in assisting the Democrats with the 2016 election. A gentleman by the name of Lyshenko,
yes,
who supplied a black book that was found to be fraudulent.
All this can land like gibberish on many American ears, but to those who know Ukraine, it's crystal clear, an obvious attempt to obscure a very real, very explosive anti-corruption investigation. Kirilo Lukerenko is the executive director and co-founder of Horomadsky Radio in Ukraine. He explains that the Black Ledger was the key to unmasking corruption at the highest levels in Ukrainian society.
Yeah, it was a book with handwritten names and figures found in the headquarters of Yanukovych's political party during the Maidan events.
During the Maidan demonstrations to get rid of Yanukovych, whose pro-Russian party was enormously unpopular, and it was in his party headquarters that the ledger was found. And one name that comes up again and again when talking about those years and the legacy of American influence in Ukraine is Paul Manafort.
Actually, very few people knew about his work. He was traveling back and forth, as far as I understand, to the U.S. and Ukraine. However, once upon a time, a courageous Ukrainian journalist and his friends actually found that Manafort was mentioned as he was paid by Mr. Yanukovych and his friends for his lobbying and consultations. He lobbied Yanukovych government in the U.S. and also he consulted Yanukovych public relations strategy in Ukraine, so it would be better percepted in the U.S. and Europe.
Was paid many millions to do this, as was quantified in the Black Ledger. His and other payments by the president at the time, that issue was never investigated in Ukraine?
It was investigated, but I'm afraid there was no court hearing which actually came to a correct conclusion about that issue.
What about the new Ukrainian president, Zelensky? He campaigned as a reformer. He is a complete outsider. He's been plunged in, presumably way over his head, in dealing with the Trump administration strong-arm tactics. Would he reopen the Black Ledger issue or examine it?
I believe that he is a moral person who really wants to change our country to the better. If he is successful in this, he has to deal with all those issues which were under investigated, which were under clarified for the Ukrainian public. He is trying to focus on the recent misdeeds by the previous administration, but I would not believe that he would preserve his image of a positively thinking politician if he would abandon the investigations of Yanukovych era.
I'm wondering, Leschenko was called an enemy of the people and of the U.S. by Rudy Giuliani on Fox News. As Ukraine rapidly enters the forefront of the American news cycle, a lot of us are working very hard to make sense of Ukraine. What are the top three things that you'd recommend news consumers learn about in order to make sense of how this story is playing out?
First, I would recommend those who did not watch Chernobyl series on HBO to watch it. It's a part of picture that brought Ukraine to independence.
You and Toktunov, you morons, blew the tank.
No, that's not...
This is an emergency. Everyone stay calm. Our first priority...
It exploded!
We know Akimov will be cooling the reactor core.
We shut it down, but the control rods are still...
Because Ukrainians felt betrayed by Moscow back in 1986. Ukrainians understood that basically they need to decide for themselves how to take care about themselves and everything which is on their land. The second issue, I would recommend to learn more about Maidan events of 2014.
The uprising.
Well, mostly it was about European integration, definitely. But it was also about democracy, because it was a decision of many people to defend democratic values. However, it brought some further breach to the rule of law, because it was very much neglected during the Yanukovych time. And it was crushed with that appraisal. Some people in Ukraine, they still think that many things could be solved in a violent way. And actually, Russia used this ambiguity in order to annex Crimea and support separatist forces in Donbas.
In Moscow today, Putin saying Crimea's vote to join Russia is in line with international law. Meanwhile, Ukraine's prime minister saying Ukraine will not join NATO.
So I would say this is the third issue for the U.S. people to learn its current situation in Ukraine. Every day we learn some news about shellings, bombs, killed soldiers. This is everyday reality for Ukraine.
You told us to remember Chernobyl, which intensified the need to separate. And then the Maidan uprising, which toppled a pro-Russian ruler. A violent uprising, to some degree, has not yet been subdued sufficiently by the rule of law, which gave Russia an excuse to come in and take the Crimea. Finally, you ask U.S. news consumers to consider that there still is violence every day in the country. Tell us what lessons we should draw from understanding those things.
This is the way issues are solved under democracies. It's an open discussion. Countries which are autocratic, it looks like everything is correct, few discussions because everything is very good. But it's simply not true, because somewhere below you find those problems which are masked, which are neglected, and which are going to stay for many, many years without solution.
Democracy in action is often an unholy mess.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the interest to my country.
Kirilo Lukyarenko is the executive director and co-founder of Hromadske Radio in Ukraine.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Alana Casanova-Burgess, Michael Loewinger, Leia Feder, John Hanrahan, and Asa Chaturvedi. We had more help from Charlotte Gartenberg, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineers this week were Sam Baer and Josh Hahn.
Katya Rogers is our executive producer. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
On the Media is supported by the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio.